representative of society. For all you aging men with excess fat. Ah, midsections cause us great anxiety. And we're prone to drop dead at the drop of a hat. Now, I'm not here to scare you or to make you cry and pout. But of my friends who are somewhat thick, the ranks are thinning out. Did you hear about Louis Schiller? He was 42, that's all. He got cut down by that killer known as cholesterol. Too many sweets he hugged, and that's when things went sour. His arteries were clogged like the freeway at rush hour. Now he's gone and we're bereft, and those of us who are left are singing the I'm so aware of my own mortality blues. And then there was Ernie Struther. His was much too short a life. He was messing with another who, let's say, was not his wife. He was very overweight, but in spite of this condition, on one clandestine date, he tried a very new position. Now the poor guy's heaven sent. First he came and then he went. And I got the I'm so aware of my own mortality. Now when old Mr. Death appears in all his morbid glory, with his lean bony fingers and a face like Peter Lorre, don't try to beg for mercy or to be in his good stead, 'cause you're gonna call in sick to work with a real bad case of dead. And then there was Jerry Taylor. There's a guy who went to pot. He was once a mighty sailor with a big expensive yacht. He went out on a fishing trip, and so the truth be known, his weight had caused the boat to tip and the yacht came back alone. And there's a very strong belief he's now an artificial reef. And I got the mind so aware of my own mortality. Your teenage days were dearer when you used to be a 10.
Remember when you're feeling bad and long to be a teen.
I got a way of feeling glad. I'll show you what I mean. I must surely face the truth with vodka and the moon.
Hey! I hear dead is the new 90.
And we're singing it.
I'm so aware of my own